feeling overwhelmed by life's challenges, what if they're not holding you back, but lifting you up? Welcome to Blessed Beyond Hirsutism, hosted by Karen Alexandra. This podcast is for women with excess facial or body hair and anyone facing obstacles, ready to uncover their true strength and beauty. Join us for encouraging stories of healing, growth, and empowerment, all sprinkled with a little faith. Listen on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you tune in. Subscribe now and start your journey to being fearless, free, and forever loved.
Welcome to Blessed Beyond Hirsutism, the podcast uncovering the truth about who we are, fearless, free, and loved. I'm your host, Karen Alexandra, and I'm so grateful you're here today. Before we begin, please leave a rating. It helps more beautiful people like you discover the show faster, and subscribe so you won't miss any encouragement. Today's episode, we're talking about choosing solitude and finding peace at Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is a time for gratitude, togetherness, and reflection. For some of us, it's a day filled with laughter and family, but for others, it's a reminder of something more difficult, feeling disconnected. We all experience moments of loneliness, whether it's during the holidays or at other times in our lives. It's easy to look at social media and feel like everyone else has it together. Surrounded by loved ones, their tables overflowing with food, their homes full of laughter, and yet, here you are, maybe feeling out of place, like you don't quite fit in. Or perhaps you've been invited to family gatherings, but for some reason, you just don't feel like showing up. And let me tell you, that's okay. I remember one Thanksgiving in particular when I decided to spend the day alone. It wasn't because I didn't have family or friends to invite me, quite the opposite, actually. I had plenty of invitations, but there was something inside me that told me that this year was a time to take a step back. I needed some quiet time to myself. I needed to recharge. I needed to be still and connect with my own heart before I could connect with anyone else. At first, I questioned my decision. I wondered if I feel sad or regret it. After all, Thanksgiving is supposed to be about family, right? But as the day unfolded, I discovered something really beautiful. I didn't feel lonely. I felt at peace. In that space of solitude, I learned that sometimes we need to be apart from others to really reconnect with ourselves. Sometimes the loudest moments of life are the least meaningful. In the quiet, we can hear what's important, our own thoughts, our own hearts, and even the whisper of God's love. I realized that Thanksgiving doesn't have to be a big celebration with all the traditional trappings. You don't have to prove anything to anyone. For me that year, the best way to feel connected wasn't by gathering with others, but by being completely alone with my thoughts and my heart. And I'll tell you something else. I went to the movies that day alone. I sat in the theater by myself with my popcorn and my drink, and I was completely okay with it. There's something freeing about doing something for yourself without any expectations or obligations. I wasn't worried about fitting into anyone else's idea of what the day should look like. I was just living in that moment. It was one of the most peaceful days I'd had in a long time. And then while I sat there, I remembered the words from Matthew 28:20. It says, "And be sure of this, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." Even though I was physically alone, I was never truly alone. God was with me. And that's the same for you, my friend. When you choose solitude, whether by choice or circumstance, you're not abandoned. You're held, you're loved, and in those moments, you can find a deep peace that the world can't offer. There's a quote by Maya Angelou that has always stuck with me. She says, "We need much less than we think we need." Sometimes We think we need to be surrounded by people to feel fulfilled, to feel whole, to feel loved. But the truth is, we already have everything we need within ourselves. And that's what I discovered that Thanksgiving. I had everything I needed to make that day meaningful. Myself, my thoughts, my prayers, and a connection to something much greater than me. You might be wondering, but what if I feel disconnected? What if I feel invisible during the holidays? It's normal to feel that way sometimes, especially when we're struggling with things like hirsutism or any challenge that makes us feel different. Maybe you had moments when you felt like you didn't belong, or when you felt like you were carrying a weight that no one else could see. And I want you to know this, feeling disconnected doesn't mean you are disconnected. It just means that at that moment, you need to be kind to yourself. Remember, you don't have to fit into anyone else's mold. You don't have to answer to anyone else's expectations. Your worth doesn't come from the approval of others or from meeting societal standards. Your worth comes from who you are. You are fearfully and wonderfully made exactly as you are. And even in your solitude, you are valuable. You are worthy of peace. You are worthy of joy. And you are worthy of love. If you're spending Thanksgiving alone this year, or if you're surrounded by family but still feel isolated, it's okay. It doesn't make you any less worthy of gratitude or connection. And I know that might feel difficult to accept, but I encourage you to give yourself permission to embrace your feelings. Allow yourself to rest, to reflect, and to be still. Sometimes it's in those quiet moments of solitude that we learn to hear our own hearts, and that's when we discover who we really are. I'm not saying that we should all spend the holidays alone every year, or that we shouldn't cherish the time we have with family and friends. But I am saying that by being alone, it doesn't equate to being unworthy. I'll say that again. Being alone doesn't equate to being unworthy. It's just another opportunity to reconnect with yourself and with God. And trust me, sometimes that's exactly what you need to refuel your soul. So this Thanksgiving, if you find yourself alone or feeling disconnected, I want you to know that it's okay to take that space for yourself. Embrace the quiet. Embrace your thoughts. Embrace the love that is already inside of you. You don't need anything else to feel complete. Thank you for joining me today. I hope this message has brought you peace and reassurance, especially if you're feeling disconnected around this holiday time. Remember, you're never alone. You're strong, you're loved, and you're more than enough. If today's episode resonated with you, I'd be so grateful if you would leave a rating. Again, it helps more beautiful people like you discover the podcast. And until next time, be fearless, be free, and always remember, you are forever loved.
I'm loving the day, loving the way I look in the mirror. I got no fear. I'm feeling myself. Ring all the bells. I'm coming hot, not gonna stop. I'm liking my shoes, liking my shirt. I like how I move, skipping the dirt. I'm on top of the world. It feels so good. Yeah.